administration convenes municipality regular council meeting to order Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, 6 p.m. A reminder to set your phones on mute. And no pictures or things from the taken in the chambers. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda other than the change from 15.1 will become 15.2 personnel matter and 15.1 will become sale of municipal land? Any other additions or changes to the agenda? If not, I'll ask for a motion to accept them. Moved by Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor Charlton. All those in favor? Any petitions to table? Public question comment session. If you wish to speak, please give your name and your civic address and speak into the mic. Anyone from the gallery wishing to speak to council? Hearing none. Approval of the minutes, 6.1, regular council meeting March 9th, 2021. A mover and a seconder, please. Moved by Carol Hawk, seconded. Moved by Councilor Hawk, seconded by Councilor Gidney. All those in favor? No dangerous, no slightly to report at this point in time. 8.1. Seasonal operation of Fort Point Lighthouse. Would someone please make this motion so we can put the move? Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region Queens Municipality enter into a three-year agreement with Queens County Museum for the seasonal operation of Fort Point Lighthouse.
Seconded by Count. Councilor Fancy. Any discussions? As you know, the background paper contains the fact that therapy was presented as of the closing date. There was one applicant, the Queens County Museum. They're going to be working in partnership with the Kings Orange Ranger. They've agreed to all of the stipulations within the RFP and have additional items that they wish to also provide. Councilor Charlton?
I'm very pleased to see that the museum has applied for this. I think it's a great fit for the purpose and history in Queens, so that's great.
Any other comments? Councilor Gidney?
Yeah, I'm happy to see it. It's back. It's a historic site. I'm really glad that the museum has taken that over. That will be a definite benefit for us.
Anywhere in discussion regarding the seasonal operation of Fort Point?
Already?
There's no public comment or anything.
Okay.
If there's anything extra you want to add, please do so. Council, do you want Jenny to review the document?
No.
Okay. Fine. Do you have any questions of Jenny?
I think it would be nice just for the public, just so they understand what's
going on. Sure. Lanes has operated Fort Point as the result of an RFP that was issued in 2016 in December. They operated it for four seasons. We provided them with an extension last year that comes to an end at the end of March. So we issued an RFP on January 27th for the seasonal operation of Fort Point. The process was open for 4 weeks. It closed on February 26th. It was advertised in print media, on our website, on social media, and it was shared quite widely, but we only received one proposal at closing, and that was the Queens County Museum. They submitted a really strong proposal and were in agreement with all the terms that we had out, storytelling, art, craft days. And they have also agreed to open the lighthouse 7 days a week for a minimum of 7 hours a day for the summer season, so that would be from early June until the end of August. And then after that, they'd remain open for September and October and for a minimum of 4 hours a day. We feel confident that they have the expertise and the passion to run the lighthouse, so that's why we're putting this recommendation forward. They have strong partners in the community, and they also demonstrated a really good understanding of the value of Fort Point to the community and as a visitor attraction site. And they're committed to using social media and also working with tourism partners to increase the profile of it as well as attract people to the area.
Thank you, Jenny. As director, it was very great to have that explanation. Any other questions of Jenny? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor?
I'm very sorry that I missed the opening.
Well, generally, there's...
Yes.
Thanks, Jenny. Under corporate services, as you are aware, there's a job realignment, sharing of different duties as a way to move forward on developing such things as economic strategy, digital strategies, going back to the BRE, which is the business expansion and retention. Looking at a public places and trail strategy, recreation physical activity strategy, cultural strategies, immigration strategies. So the upcoming job descriptions will allow for those to develop within the different job positions that are here. So it was a realignment of duties, some new additions, and some changes. So 9.1. Job description, Director of Economic Development. If someone would so move that recommendation. Councilor Brown.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Director of Economic Development job description, which is attached.
Seconded by Councilor Amaro. As our Chief Administrative Officer was involved in doing this, if there's any questions, please direct them. Any questions? Councilor Charlton?
Would it just be possible just to do like a very brief, I guess, summary of the changes so the public understands? I know it's impossible to go into like super depth, but just...
I can attempt to, and then you can determine whether I go too far or not enough. So the current job description, which is the smaller font, many of the items that are in there there's probably 7 or 8 of them there that continue on. They're consistent with what's in the new job description, although the wording's been updated and changed. So what is new, though, just to highlight, or so, in the old job description, item number 6 talks about attracting business investment. That's being transferred to the new business development officer. Item 10, meet with businesses on a regular basis. And item 11, which are both business type things, are both being transferred. Those are in the business development officer's job description as well. And some of the other ones, so those are the biggest changes that are coming out of it. And if you look at the new job description, for the proposed new job description, item 5 talks about an immigration strategy. We've talked about that before, but haven't had it in writing. So that's a new item for the director, would be development of an immigration strategy. Item 7 is new, developing and supporting a craft information or craft person information sharing. We have lots of culturally, we have a very culturally diverse community with lots of different crafts people with different, whether it's visual, media, and all the different types. So this will be developing an inventory of those and sharing those to promote them more. Item 9 is new, which is being aware of potential business closures, downsizing, opening, expansion, providing coordination and support for private sector employers. And so that is something that is somewhat done today, but that's an acknowledgement that we need to do more of that, keeping aware, in touch with the local businesses that we have present. professional campaign, which is underway somewhat now, but that's a new item in the job description, wasn't in the previous one. Item 12 is leading development of countywide signage and branding, which is underway, was not in the current job description, but is underway, and so that's a new one that's in there. Item 11 is, or sorry, item 13, working with cultural groups and agencies on development of a comprehensive cultural strategy. That was previously in there. This has been updated, and now is in cooperation with the manager of events, promotions, and sponsorship. So it's a joint venture between two different staff. Item 14, working with diversity coordinator on developing multicultural events and highlighting those things in the community is a new one. So that's the new, item 14 is new. Item 15 is new, working with different sector specifics. So if there's an issue around forestry, which is in the media now, then the person would be involved in making sure we're educated, that council's aware of what the issues are. And so if there's any advocacy work or things that council needs to be aware of, or that we need to do some work on behalf of businesses, that is now in there. Item 16, development of a digital strategy for the municipality, which talks about public Wi-Fi, e-commerce, those types of things. Cell phone apps, which we're now in the business of. We're very close to having a walking app for Liverpool. And so we've talked about walking from public apps for other things, but also e-commerce is more profile now with COVID, that we need to help advance that in our community as well as support local businesses, so they have the opportunity to take advantage of that as well. Item 17, work with the South Queens Chamber of Commerce and North Queens Board of Trade. Wasn't specifically itemized in job descriptions, but we do that now, so that's an item that we're just clarifying that that's still our role to do that. So those are the significant changes that aren't in the current job description, recognizing some of the other ones I mentioned have been transferred over to the business development officer.
Can I answer your question?
Yeah, I just mostly for the public, so they understand documents are large. Just a summary, I think that was great, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions before I ask for the motion? For the vote, all those in favor? Contrary? 9.2, and just as a reminder, there are no new positions created here. It's simply realignment of the present positions. So 9.2, there's a recommendation in the package. Councilor Carlton.
I move that Castle Region of Queens Municipality approve the business development officer job.
Seconded by Councilor Brown, and I suspect the same question will be asked. So if you'd like to again go over the major similarities and differences.
Okay. So this one right now is Community Economic Development Coordinator, which focuses very much on the community part of the economic development. And so we're going to move away from that. And so this new position, or not a new position, as the mayor said, this is the same position, but it's going to focus on business, specifically business. So in the current job description, there's many comments that relate to community development. Those words have now been changed to business development. So there's no more community development in this job description. Some of those functions will transfer to a different position. So if we look at the current job position, which is the one with small writing, item number 7, coordinates marketing things, that's going to transfer to the fourth community development position, away from business development, away from this position. There's number 10, talks about dealing with buildings, the corner of the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center, and talk about former Mount Pleasant School, which we no longer own. So the you'll see in the new job description, those are being transferred to, which is the fourth point, the former Town Hall. Those are all being transferred to the Community Development Coordinator, a different position. There's number 15, which talks about leading development of reviews of countywide signage and branding. So we just talked about that. That's transferred to the Director of Economic Development away from this position. So it's a much higher profile now moving into that. And then as well, item 17 in the current job description talks about working with new resident attraction, and that's in the director's position that we just discussed. So that's more because we're trying to attract more residents and new residents here to move here and live here year round. That's on the director's position. That's on the director's job description. So those are the significant changes out of that one. And when we look at the new ones, there are many. So the first one in the new job description talks about developing a business profile. Right now the job description talks about a community profile. We need a business profile. We need to understand what the current business sector is, the current business climate, and so that needs to be one of the priorities. Item 2 talks about a comprehensive list of business funding programs, tax incentives, venture capital investment funds, training opportunities. opportunities, private sector, financial, very business focused. And so there's other agencies in the community like Social Opportunities, some other like BDC, some of the local banks and things that have some expertise in that area as well. So we work in partnership with them, but it would be more of a focus in this position to focus strictly on the business aspects of the community. Item four, we do somewhat now, which is a comprehensive database of vacant and available for sale farm, agricultural, industrial, commercial, residential housing, and other land. So we have some of that available on our website now, but this puts a focus on specifically job description. That's now a requirement as opposed to just an office side of the desk, nice to have. Item five, we do some of that now, but it's also expanded as far as working on projects like agricultural day, farmers markets, and tourism business functions. So we do some of that now, but it's an expansion. The next one's develop a business attraction and program or resources guidebook to highlight the opportunities of working and living here. So we have lots of information, but we don't have it in a format that's presentable to the public in a professional way. So that talks about the need for us to work on that. Item seven, meet with several different businesses each month, which is being on the road, in people's stores, in people's businesses, to talk to them face to face. We've been doing a good job at email stuff and sending out newsletters and stuff electronically, but we need to be face to face with people to engage with them about their businesses on their own turf, to find out what their challenges are, what their successes are, and find out what resources they need for us to help them. Item eight talks about attracting business investment, talks about regulatory tax system changes, municipal license as a permitting system. So this position, when they're meeting with local businesses, will hear, well, it took me a long time to get a development permit or a building permit, or I have to fill out five forms to get a health permit, or I need to get licenses from the province. So this person will hear those types of suggestions, and they will work with their own staff, they'll work with provincial and federal agencies, depending on the nature, and they will do some advocacy on their behalf to try to streamline that to help reduce that red tape for local businesses. Item 11, conduct a review of the new economy around home-based businesses and the sharing economy, which is very prevalent in the news now. And so what's the impact on us? Is it a positive impact, a negative impact on us? And so this is really a research component right now to determine what those effects are going to be. And is there something a position the municipality needs to do going forward that we need to do better to ensure that we're ready for any changes that may be coming down the pipeline, as well as is the province looking at doing some things? Because we hear the province is looking at some regulatory changes. If that's the case, we need to know ahead of time what those changes are going to be so we can adapt to that. Item 12, the mayor mentioned about development of a BRIE strategy, business retention and expansion, which follows up on meeting with businesses. It's developing this whole database of who's out there, the types of jobs that are there. If a business is struggling to find certain types of employees, what's the skill set they need? Do we have those types of skill sets in their community? Or do we need to offer training program for existing people that live in our community? Or do we attract people from other communities that have those skills to come work here so those businesses can continue to stay in the community? Because by attracting those people with those skills or developing the skills that comes with existing residents that need training. So it's developing a whole database of what's there, what we need, and what we need to attract. 13 is purchasing data from Stats Canada. So we have lots of people who are interested in developing Queens County, but they want data. And unfortunately, the data they want, we don't have. So Stats Canada has lots of data online, but the data we need, they don't give for free. We have to actually buy it, and then we typically have to hire people to assess it for. So this will put some responsibility on this position to actually help do some of that data analysis, to help us figure out what that data is, and how we can best use it to work with developers who are interested in putting developments in Queens County. 14 is new, which talks about developing entrepreneurship and private sector growth on one-on-one support. So if that's somebody that's interested in setting up a business or has an idea, not emails anymore, it's sitting down with them face-to-face and saying, what are your issues, what do you need help with? And then facilitating that, whether they need to go to Social Opportunities to develop a business plan, whether they need to go to Export Development Canada if they want to export a product or their existing business, or the local bank for financing, we would help facilitate those discussions and help facilitate the permitting process to help them move forward in a more systematic way, as opposed to them saying, I want to start a business, but if there's so much, it's so complicated, I don't know where to get started. So we'll help them get started. Item 19 is just keeping an ear to the ground about different business leads that might be out there and following up. So we know many people have said before, we have women's clothing stores, but we don't have men's clothing stores. And so is there an opportunity out there to follow up some leads and make some contacts? Our business downtown's bringing in men's clothing now. But something like that, is there an opportunity to actually reach out to some businesses, contact them, and say, are you interested? What's your scope? What's your criteria for setting up business in small communities? So we'll be more active out there in actually trying to attract new businesses here, where we find a gap, where we find a need, where our residents are looking for services, and we have to travel to Yarmouth, Halifax, Bridgewater to get those services. Is there an opportunity to attract a business to come here and set up? And item 20 is new. They'll work with the Director of Economic Development on those leads and flush them out and decide what ones we pursue and what ones that we put on the put to the side for a bit, because there's a lot of work in this position. And so it's, we need to prioritize and strategize as to where we need to go. And 22 is new, which talks about supervising staff. So right now the position supervises staff, but there's no recognition of the job description that explains the person is supervising staff. And then 23 and 24 are internal operational issues around budget and stuff, which isn't in the current job description, which is an updated one, which provides for that responsibility.
Any questions or comments? Councilor Romero?
As a small business owner myself, I'm very pleased with the realigning of this position. And it would be wonderful if we could get more information out there about the small businesses, not just the ones in downtown, but there's a lot of businesses in our community that they get left out because they're not in the downtown area. So it would be, and I have a friend actually that's gonna start up a small business, and she didn't know where to go. She didn't know how to get started. She didn't know what she needed. So it'd be really nice to have some help.
Seeing no further questions, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? 9.3, a job description for community development coordinator. Councilor Hawks?
I recommend that the council use the please this holiday approve the community development coordinator job description.
Seconded by Councilor Romero. And once again, for the benefit of those who do not have agendas or are listening and watching public.
Okay. So similarly, this, so we're, as I said, we're moving away from the community development part of the business side. We're going to focus more on the business development, the economic parts of it. But there's still some community development parts of our organization that we need to look after. And so this proposal is changing one of our staff, who's currently an administrative assistant, into a new position, which we call community development coordinator. So it's not a new position. It's just transferring the job title, but also advancing the responsibilities. So for instance, there's one responsibility in the current job description, looking after the phone system. That should be that person's responsibility. Should never have been that person's responsibility. So we have IT that looks after that. So things like that are no longer relevant. So just on the current job description, item one talks about accepting payments and things like that. We don't do that anymore. It all goes through finance. So that's just an updated thing that we've advanced. All of our money is centralized in one location to ensure that for internal controls as far as who's handling money and who isn't. So all the money goes to essentially one place in the building. So that's just an updated responsibility because we haven't been doing that for quite a while. Item three talks about the equipment loan program. That'll transfer over to the MPAL program. This position may help a little bit, but that's really the MPAL position, both physical activity and stuff like that. So. Item four, maintain filing systems for the staff. Everybody does that themselves now for the most part, so that really comes out of the new job description. And everybody, most stuff's electronic now. People keep their own email systems, their own electronic systems. We still have some paper stuff, but each person keeps their own electronic or their own paper system. So it's just an outdated description. So item seven develops and supports making posters and brochures for community organizations. That started 25 years ago when computers weren't prevalent, and so this would see that phased out over a period of time. Most people have computers, they can make their own posters now. We spend quite a bit of time doing that because we provide it for free. In reality, most people can do it themselves. They just give it to us because we do it for them. They don't have to go through the work. So that would be phased out over a period of time, including things like, as well, making tickets. So people come get their photocopies from us because we still provide free photocopies for community organizations, but they ask us to cut the paper and staple them together into books of tickets. Not a wise use of our resources, that the community groups can do that themselves. So those things will be phased out over a period of time to move away from those, so we can focus more on the more strategic parts of our operation. I talked about the telephone system, maintaining forms and applications, tracking system, all that stuff. Each department does that on their own, so that's under the new job description as well. Most of the other stuff stays in the new job description. So through the new job description, there are a number of new additions, though. So as I said, the item two of the new job description talks about the visitor information center. Right now, it's the community economic development officer, and the new business development officer job description, that's eliminated, and it transfers over to this position. This position will supervise the BIC operations. Item three is the same way, the South Shore Expo, the saltscapes, which are essentially events that we support. We provide some promotional material, brochures, some booth stuff from the branding side, so that transfers as well from the business development officer to the community development person. The fourth one we mentioned as well, Town Hall, Liverpool Courthouse, Four Point Lighthouse, and other facilities. So those are not business facilities per se, they're more community, so those items that are currently now in the community economic development, the business person, are being transferred over to this community person, because this is a community function as opposed to a business development function. Number six, develop a database of community groups, mailing address, and providing regular emails. We do most of that now, so that's just a regular thing, but we'll enhance a little bit to provide more information to community groups. Item eight is a new is a change. So we began a community investment fund, a very generous one a couple years ago. Right now the Director of Recreation looks after that in conjunction with this current position, the administrative assistant. Essentially this will transfer over completely to the new community development coordinator, who will facilitate the applications, the advertising, the process of the applications. Will still be overseen by the Director of Recreation, but this position will now take over 95% of the responsibility for that program. Item 11 is coordination, maintaining, and engage Queens website. So we're developing that now, and we'll roll that out here in the near future once we get things lined up, and we'll explain to the public what that's all about, and prepared, ready to go. Item 12, we do a lot of graphic design in-house, a lot of our own brochures, design, new signage at Pine Grove was all done in-house. So none of that's in the current job description, but our staff member right now has those skills. And so that's more reflective of what she does now, and so that's just reflected in the new job description of carrying on with those responsibilities. And item 15 is a new one, just recommending policies and changes during the course of the employee's work. If there's things that are noticed that need to be changed or updated or improved upon, then that person would make recommendations to the director to do those things. And item 18, as well as a new one, assist the municipal returning officer and act as an assistant returning officer. Hopefully won't be needed for another 3.5 years, or 3 years, I guess. But we always are in need of people, that we have, make sure we have people trained when there is the opportunity for an election. We have suitably trained people, and so this will just be an opportunity for that person to move into that position, because our current assistant returning officer, I expect, will retire prior to the next election. And so this is just a succession planning to make sure we train and share some of that information and knowledge part of the next election. And I think that's all, other than the salary scale has moved up 2 ranges, simply because the responsibilities for the new position obviously are clearly more than the previous position. They're in line with the other similar positions within the organization.
Any questions? Councilor Brown?
I'd just like to say that it looks like a good realignment of skills to allow people to develop one pathway instead of being, you know, community or economic development or business development. So it allows them to develop their expertise in one path or another. I think it's a great idea, great way to go.
A strong focus on business development.
Yeah.
If there's no further questions, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Job description, manager of events, promotions, and sponsorship. Councilor Romero. I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the manager of events, promotions, and sponsorship job description.
Seconded by Councilor Gittens.
What's that going here?
Put you on the spot.
So with this one, if you look at the current job description, the small print, almost everything in there stays. All those things, every one of those things, all 18 of them stay. Item 13 in the current job description talks about participates as an active member on the Events Liverpool. But Events Liverpool, we've essentially taken over responsibility for that. You'll see on the new job description, it doesn't say participates as an active member. It says here on
13,
facilitates and acts as a lead for Events Liverpool. Okay, so that's really the only change as far as additions or deletions or changes. But what is added is item 16 is new. On the new job description, oversees and implements the marketing promotion for Queens Place AmeriCenter, including development of business group and corporate membership programs, sponsorship incentive programs, and packaging of various promotional opportunities. That was discussed from the previous board of directors, and they declined to participate. They did not want to get involved with corporate memberships or other stuff like that. But it's felt by staff that that needs to happen. We have lots of businesses that are interested in corporate memberships, so they may have 20 staff, and they want to buy a corporate membership that allows 5 to participate at any time, and they can rotate through those 5 people. They don't have to have the same 5 people take a membership. And it's a good way for those businesses to support their employees with healthy and active stuff. So this provides us an opportunity to sell more memberships, get more people inside the facility and using it, but also generate some extra revenue and also support those businesses and stuff. So there's other promotional opportunities as well. So it could be packages where somebody has a sign in the building now that's supporting us and sponsoring us. And so maybe there's an opportunity for them to get some other special deals or opportunities because they're already sponsoring us to get some discounts on some other parts of the operation to generate additional revenue for Queens Place to get more people in the building. So that's 16. 17 is new, responsible for negotiation oversight of contracts, agreements, facility user agreements, building spaces, science contracts, and so on and so forth. So right now this is the Director of Recreation, his responsibility. And so as you'll see in a minute, the Director of Recreation, we're trying to focus that position on very different things outside of Queens Place. And so we need to free up some time away from the current job description for the Director of Recreation to do this. And so we have signage contracts, which this position does now, so that's not changing for all the signage contracts that are in there. But we have a canteen, which we need to figure out what we're going to do with that. And so this position will work on the potential RFP for that and managing the canteen operations for any new users. We have a tenant in there, Queens Early Childhood Development. That agreement expires in August, I believe, so they'll negotiate a new contract with that. We have other agreements for like Hank Snow, Social Expo, and other ones. This position will negotiate those ones. A recent curling event was just announced, so that's another agreement we'll have to negotiate. We have Pepsi in there as a contract, so we have to negotiate and wheel and deal with Pepsi on a regular basis, so this person will be with that. As well as vending machines and fitness equipment. We have different contracts and things like that for that stuff. So this position will take over responsibility for just the contract part of Queens Place. Queens Place management operations will stay the same, as you'll see in the next job description, but this person will focus on all the contracts that are in there and dealing with the contracts over there. 18 is new, which is facilitate marketing promotions at Queens Place, so the same way. If they're working on corporate sponsorships, they're working on all the different contracts and agreements and leases for the property, they will also work on helping with promoting the facility. So if they're on social media, if they're working on promoting birthday parties, they're going to upsell. They're going to try to upsell and say, okay, we'll give you an hour of ice, an hour of birthday party, and we'll give you a bonus of some sort. So they'll work on some upselling and some promotional things. The current staff, we don't have the time to focus on that. But this position will spend more time focusing on trying to sell more space, sell more opportunities in the building. Collaborate with community organizations, Acadia First Nations, educational healthcare organizations. So there's opportunities that come about on a regular basis throughout the year for different opportunities. So this person will be the person that will try to maximize and take advantage of those opportunities. Without going into detail, there's some things in the process right now we're working on, but this staff person will focus on trying to develop those and bring those things forward because it'll be very positive things for our community. source of and develop contacts and network leads to lease or sell municipal property, and potential developers and things like that. So we have vacant land now, or surplus land we have. It sits with our planning department, and they're, as you know, very busy with permits and stuff, and so this isn't a priority for them. This will allow us to have a discussion in the future with council about potential surplus land, and is there an opportunity to go in and market it and sell it for potentially some new housing development, might be single lots, might be some commercial business development, but we'll come up with the inventory of those assets and determine what ones we want to put on the market for surplus, and this position will focus on bringing those forward and doing that. 21 talks about new housing lots, so if there is some developments for new housing lots that the municipality is involved with, this person will be the salesman, the salesperson. So so you'll see in the, or you see in the economic development job description for the director, it's about developing housing and housing opportunities, and if we are successful in developing some housing opportunities, then this position is the one that's selling the lots, selling the opportunities, doing the marketing, the advertising, the promotion, to get it out there and what the opportunities are. So this is the sales part of the operation, for that part of it. And as mentioned earlier with the Director of Economic Development on item 22, responsibility for developing a cultural strategy. And so this position works in concert with that director to help develop that cultural strategy. They need to work hand in hand to develop that moving forward. So those are the major changes to that one. So it keeps everything that's there now, but it adds on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, adds another 6 important things to the piece of the pie for that position.
And the salary range stays the same.
Yep.
With more work. Mm-hmm. Any questions? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. And the last, 9.5, job description for the Director of Recreation and Healthy Communities. A mover? Deputy Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves the Director of Recreation and Healthy Communities job description.
Seconded by Councilor Brown.
So if we look at the current job description, the first 5 are staying the same. There's some wording changes and some updating, but those are the same. Item 6 in the current job description talks about marketing and promotion of facilities and events in conjunction with the in conjunction with the manager of events. That one's transferred over directly to the manager of events. So they'll work in partnership with each other, but the responsibility essentially is going with that manager of events and promotion. Item 11 in the current one talks about the user agreements and leases, sponsorship, all those types of things. As we just mentioned, those are completely being transferred over to the manager of events and program sponsorship and marketing events, promotions and sponsorship, sorry. So those are being transferred out of item 15. So all the other ones, for the most part, are staying there. And the new ones that are being added, like the other job description, from the new job description. Item 7, researchers, consultants, engages with communities with respect to developing public spaces and trail strategy and green spaces and parks. So we have lots, we have a few green spaces now in a couple different communities, but we don't have many in other communities. And so we have the Queens County Rails and Trails group, which is working independent of us on developing trails, but we haven't been a strong partner, so we need to work on that and help develop trails, but also other green spaces and parks and playgrounds. So if you look around where we have parks and playgrounds and green spaces, generally central in a couple of communities, and so this will be a strategy to say, are there other places in Queens County that are appropriate to develop parks and trails and green spaces that would be appropriate? And so this is that first step in developing, assessing and identifying where those places are, and then working on a plan to go forward to do that. Item 9 talks about the Community Investment Fund. So as I said, we currently the director is responsible for that, so this one just changes to provide oversight of the Community Development Coordinator's responsibility for that. The investment fund. Item 10 establishes an overseas facility or user group advisory committee when adopted by council and develop facility use plan. So there's been discussion before about Pine Grove and what's acceptable and not acceptable there. And so that would be an example. We've talked, this municipality has talked before about Beach Mills Beach and wanting to do upgrades there. And so potentially there's an opportunity to develop a local committee of different residents to say what would we need, what should be here, what should be here, what are acceptable uses. And so this provides the opportunity or provides direction to staff that that would be their responsibility to set those up and coordinate those under the direction of council to do that. And so there could be other ones too, but those are just a couple of examples of, and that's why it's written in a general sense and not specific to the properties. Item 11 is new, and that just refers to number 11. So if there are items that come forward from the advisory groups, then it's the director's responsibility to make sure it's budgeted for, detailed plans are developed, and it's actually implemented subject to council's direction. 14, prepare a comprehensive inventory of municipal and community recreation infrastructure assets, including public access to water, to develop a guide. So if somebody wants a biking route, wants to go biking, do we have some documents that show where the biking routes in Queens County are? We have some modest ones that have been adapted over a period of time, but we don't have any real clear, high-quality professional ones. We have similar for canoe routes. We have some old documents, but we don't have some new, up-to-date, clear routes. And things like that. So this puts a focus on this position to do more of that work, to provide more recreation infrastructure, but also the paper assets or the online digital assets for people to be able to access to participate in recreation and know where the parks are, where the playgrounds are, where the trails are, and so on and so forth. That one. Item 16 is new. In cooperation with the Director of Engineering, develops a replacement property annual and maintenance and capital upgrade plan to ensure efficient facility development. So right now we have two different departments. We have an operations department running the operations of the three depart, and the system, building systems part, and we have the Queens Place administrative part, which runs the community rooms, the fitness center, and the front desk. And so there needs to be more cooperation. So this is a recognition of the job description that they need to sit down every year and figure out what they're going to work together on, what needs to be done jointly for the whole facility and not work independently. Item 20 is new. In collaboration with Director of Economic Development, prepares public spaces, signage, and recreational facility signage, wayfaring signage, and those types of things. So as we talked about Pine Grove Park, we've done some preliminary signage there to get public feedback, but that's the first real, that's the first facility we've really put some time and effort into signage. We have lots of parks and facilities around, but we don't have any signage on it for the most part. And so this is the first step. Let's get it right. What's the brand? What's the look? What's the feel? What are the colors? What's the signage, the lettering, the font, and all that stuff? Once we get it done, then we'll work together to make sure it's consistent with the Queens Coast brand for all of our recreation facilities that are similar to the economic development facility. And item 21 is all the work for a new pool. I think that's what that is. Oh, recreation infrastructure, so it's not just a pool, I guess. Response to establishing timelines, capital repairs, placement, recreation infrastructure, preparing reports, expected costs, risks, in conjunction with the Director of Engineering and Public Works, which could get into architectural work, designs, awarding a tender, construction work, and so on and so forth. So the most prevalent right now is the replacement of the Milton Pool, and so that would be one of those responsibilities, but there could be other ones. It could be a Cobb Park, there could be a Centennial Park, there could be other playgrounds and stuff. So this is that development of recreation infrastructure, the new inclusive playground. So this puts the responsibility in this position to oversee and be responsible for making sure those things are done and done properly. I think that's all the changes, all the updates on that one. So similar to the last one, almost everything in the current job description is staying, but we're expanding the responsibilities and duties in this particular case, more outside of Queens Place and more recreation infrastructure in the community outside of Queens Place.
Councilor Brown?
On number six, we have down that the this position will assist the manager of events and promotions and sponsorship in the development of innovative approach. Should that be in collaboration? It makes it sound more like one position is subordinate to the other.
Instead of it assisting collaboration?
Yeah. Do we need a...
It doesn't really change the intent.
I'm happy to see focus on other places besides Queens Place because CAO mentioned there are many of them, and it'll be nice to see some of them improve. And obviously, the Director of Recreation needs more time to be able to do that, so I think this is great.
We have plenty of green space when you think about it, from Port LaBear to Caledonia to Greenfield to Port Medway. We have parks and green space and trails and all sorts of things everywhere. And it's time to coordinate that together. How's her fancy?
Is this is going to be, I know that when we were going over the impal job before, there's some monies that could be worked with places like, I think of Great Oak Park, for instance. That it gets overgrown, the benches all get, it's not ours, but it can be worked in conjunction with them.
My opinion, and it may not be the rest of the council's opinion, is my opinion is our council works for the benefit of region-owned property.
Right.
And if we begin working on properties of other non-for-profit organizations, I look at Deputy Mayor Muse, who has Hunts Point Hall with tennis court, West Queens, Fort Jolly Hall. It's best, in my opinion, that we stick to what we own, considering it's taxpayers' money, so therefore they own it as well, and not enter the world of the non-for-profit organizations. That's just my opinion, as you know, it's but one of many, and that's a discussion for another day.
Yes.
Any other comments or questions? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Thank you. This takes us on to 9.6. Councilor Carlson?
I'll declare a conflict of interest. Do I remove myself from my seat and step somewhere else?
Yeah. Thank you. As all of you are aware, there's money every year in accounts in the section under legislative administration for counselor training. So if someone would make the motion that's presented as a recommendation, Councilor Gidney.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve registration for Councilor Maggie Charlton in the 12-week online Sustainable Communities course through Dalhousie University College of Continuing Education at a cost of $985 to be funded from the 2021-2022 operating budget.
Seconded by Councilor Brown. And as you can see from the documents within, it's respecting the development and recognition of sustainable communities. It talks about socioeconomic environmental foundations, the roles that governance plays, how sustainability should be integrated in decision making, and about six other bullets. So its main focus is on sustainability and what it is and what it looks like and how we can move forward. Are there any questions? Councilor Gidney.
I think this is a fantastic idea. I think that Councilor Charlton would be very good in this, and that should be able to bring a lot of back to us to help guide us in our future endeavors with everything on an ongoing basis.
Yep. Any other questions? Councilor Romero.
I agree with Councilor Gidney. I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I can't wait to see the outcomes.
Councilor
Brown?
I'll echo their statements that it's a great opportunity, and you know, with the social media comments that are going around the new apartment development on Bristol, a vast majority of the comments were saying that we need affordable housing, we need sustainable housing, and I think this knowledge will help us get to a point where we're looking at it the right way.
Any other comments? Not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Congratulations, Councillor Charlton. Thirteen point one. Nothing under engineering and works to report or finance. Other than just a reminder that Thursday at 1 o'clock is the second of the budget planning sessions to which are open to the public. 12, Recreation Healthy Communities, nothing to report at this time. Planning, there is a recommendation, if someone would make that as a motion. Dr. Charlton.
I move that Council of Region of Queens Municipalities appoint Robert Ross to the Planning Advisory Committee representing District 1, effective immediately for a term to expire on October 31st, 2022.
Seconded by Councilor Gidney. The background for this is the representative for the area resigned recently. Robert Ross had been on that Planning Advisory Committee since its inception. The Planning Advisory Committee is, as you all know and many of the public are aware, is in its third year as under the rule under review. Very lengthy documents. So it was felt that having an experienced person back on the committee would be helpful for the committee and its purpose. Any questions or comments? Councilor Deputy Mayor Muse?
I got no problem with him going on the committee. I just think it's the wrong way to do it. If it was only 6 months left in the term, yeah, I could see it, but that's a year and a half left, and I think it should have been posted in my district.
Thank you for your comment. Any other comments or questions? Councilor Fancy?
To go along with the Deputy Mayor's comments, why did we do it this way, not just to have it elected?
I believe it was a time factor, and just because past councils do things, I recall when I was on past council when vacancies came up.
Okay.
Someone just simply would say, does anyone know anything? Often councilors handpicked who they wanted to be on it. And it was mainly due to that planning advisory documents, the land use, and the strategies that are all under review. That was the reason.
Okay.
Correct or incorrect, that was the path that was followed. Any other questions? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Air rate request from the Seaside Recreation and Community Center. The recommendation is the request that was requested, so therefore putting forward the affirmative motion is putting forward the request that they asked. And a reminder that whoever makes the motion cannot speak against the motion, though the seconder who makes the motion may speak against it. But the mover of the motion may vote against it, but they cannot speak against it. So therefore, I will ask for a person to make the recommendation as a motion. Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the levying of a 4 cent per $100 of assessment area rate for all assessment accounts in the assessment district 7, beginning in 2021-2022 for 5 years, with all proceeds from the area rate being provided to Seaside Recreation and Community Center Association.
And seconded by Councilor Hawks. Questions and comments? Councilor Romero.
First of all, I'd like to thank Sandy and Damien for the countless hours of volunteering. And their hard work that they put into this presentation. They provide various programs and activities at the Seaside Center, and they are an essential, they have essential drinking water that they offer to the residents. They graciously provided a free Christmas dinner, and now they are hosting a free Easter dinner. And I had a question why if they're looking for funds, why are they providing free dinners? A lot of people don't realize that they receive not only food donations, but they're also receiving funds as money when they had these dinners. And when they had their Christmas dinner, they received enough to overcome their expenses. And they also provided, they're also providing a dinner for people that may not be able to have a full balanced meal. So I think it's pretty important, and it's a pretty important project that they're doing right now. As far as the votes, as we see the votes, 192 residents voted against the area rate and 30 was in favor. I also received many emails and phone calls from residents that could not vote. Residents were not eligible to vote because they still owned property in the area. They were positive of the Seaside Center, but they weren't positive of the area rate. As we know, 30% of Queens County, that's the poverty level here now, and basic essential needs are on the rise: food, insurances, housing, and people are on a limited income. Although I cannot support this area rate, I want us to all go away with a positive attitude about the Seaside Center. What they do, helping everyone, they need volunteers, they need new board members, donations. I most certainly will do what I can do, but I'm also hoping that the residents step up. And now that they're aware of their vision for the future, I'm hoping that everybody will rally together and give them their support.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Councilor Merrill, for those comments. Are there any other comments or questions? Councilor Brown.
I echo Vicky's comments about the importance of the Seaside Community Center. Every community organization is important to our community, that, you know, they offer services that most of us wouldn't have otherwise. And it's a big step for them to step forward, you know, come forward and ask for the area rate. The vote was pretty decisive against it. And because of the way the taxation rate and the polling districts went, I received a lot of calls from people in Port Medway who support their own halls, support their own groups, but would have been inside of this area rate, who were not supportive of it. 100% of the people that contacted me were against supporting an area rate in another community. And I think it's unfortunate that the lines are drawn the way they are. It's a fact of the way it is. But I cannot support this motion based on this, on the feedback I got from my constituents.
I agree with what you're saying. I also have a concern about policy 23, the way it's worded. In 23.04, it talks about what we need, like we need the year's either financial statements, resolution of directors. I think we should, if we're not going to request that, then maybe we should change our policy to reflect what we do need.
You can put that on for another discussion.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to bring that, make that matter known. Because as you know, we are reviewing the file. Councilor Charlton?
I agree with the other councilor's comments, and my hope is that the community will step up as well, and they have more success with their fundraisers. Also encourage people to consider joining their board. They're a very small but mighty board, but four people, they certainly could use more help. And I hope that the community embraces the hub that's there, because it's a very great thing to have, and I would need to see it help people.
Comments? I guess my only comment would be
reflection to my days when I was a counselor in Deputy Muse's district and a hall fell in much drastic situation, really destitute situation. And the community rallied behind that hall when they realized that it would be closing its doors, not a might, but a would. And that hall has become one of the most successful halls once the community realized that they would lose what they took for granted. And Seaside is valuable to the community and to Queens. So with that and no other further questions, I'll ask all those in favor of the motion, signify by raising your hand. Contrary? Motion was defeated. Point two.